Wednesday, December 18th. This morning, about 9:30, Eva Adams came over bringing Gilroy Roberts, a sculptor, to show me a head of Linden that he is doing it's a model to go on the Presidential Medal. That's something that happens to every president. They were bringing it over to get my opinion on it. I thought, well, the hardest thing of all is the eyes, and I thought the eyes were wonderful, and the brow, and the shape of the head. Linden has a rather magnificently shaped head, and the ears were just as big as they are, and I wouldn't have them the slightest bit smaller. The mouth, I didn't really like too much. It had an almost too beneficent look to it, a look I have seen many times and like. But I think for the purposes at hand and for most of his life, there's a certain grimness in it a lot of times, and I suggested a little bit of change in it, and that they did, and I liked it better afterward. Next, I went up to the third floor to see the schools. This is something I had been looking forward to very much. That is where the kindergarten and the first grade are held. I think they're about, between 20 and 30 children, friends of Caroline's. They're on the third floor, one in that charming round room that looks out onto the monument. I went around and shook hands with each child and told them my name and told me theirs. The little girls curtsied. The little boys bowed. Caroline had on a red Christmassy dress with soft Tyrolean with the little green applique things on it. She stood and looked at me the longest of anybody, I think. That child has the most beautiful eyes.
It was almost the last day of school before the Christmas holidays, and they'll be taking up school someplace else after the holidays. I must really remember not to be too sorry for Caroline, though, because there's an insulation, there's something that protects you when you're only six from the griefs of the world. At least it was that way with me when my mother died when I was five. Most of the afternoon I spent working at the Elms, the tedious, grimy decisions, the this goes here, that goes there, and what in the good Lord's name do I do with that?
About 6:30, Stanley Marcus came over to have a drink with me. I asked him if he'd stay for dinner, and we got hold of Wendy, his daughter, who has been contributing her really very remarkable services to us on a volunteer basis before she goes to join a law firm in Paris. She's both a graduate of Harvard Law School and I think it's Smith, or was it? Anyhow, one of the best schools in the country. The Busbys were there for dinner, and also Bill Moyers and the Valentis. Stanley and I talked a good deal about the artwork in White House, on which he has served, on either the Fine Arts Committee or the Painting Committee. I can't remember, that thing has so many infinite ramifications. He told me that he'd been very influential in getting the Audubon picture that hangs down in one of the state rooms, and I was so pleased, because that's one of my great favorites, not only for the man himself, all that he did for America, but the picture I like. Except I wondered why he has such fierce eyes when he really must have had very gentle eyes.